If you're a certain age and studied bonsai during the 1960s, 70s or 80s, the amount of information that you had available to you, it was limited. Either you found a good teacher and bought the best books available, or you went to the library and borrowed their books. The early books that came out of Japan were very dogmatic in their approach to teaching bonsai to a Western audience. The instructions were quite clear. First branch should be to the left or to the right. Second branch to the right or to the left. And third branch should be at the back. First branch should be placed approximately one third to the height of the tree. I remember over 50 rules in one publication, and the tree species were all Japanese, usually white pines, black pines, and junipers. Forest groups were almost always Izo spruce. You were told that these rules must be strictly adhered to if you wish to create bonsai. Rules are important because they are guidelines to what is acceptable and what is not. But do these rules still apply? Well, without rules, there is chaos. However, real breakthroughs come from chaos by artists going to the place that looks wrong and reckless or foolish. Breaking the rules can create tension or unease and can add interest to bonsai if used carefully. Way back in 1997, good God, it seems like a lifetime ago, at one of the very first major bonsai shows, a pine was displayed in a radical way. Rusty iron bars and wires were an integral element in the planting. The presentation was too far-reaching for most observers, but I loved it. It was alongside of a hawthorn that I presented. It was at Ginkgo, and it was by Farron Bloch, who's one of the editors at Bonsai Focus. Rule is a strong word. I prefer guidelines or conventions to be followed, and rules are intended to provide a thinking person with a frame of reference. Some make a lot of sense. When a lot of deadwood is visible, the live vein should be seen entering the soil. If not, the image simply will look like a tree planted behind a lump of deadwood. The style of the container should match the tree and not dominate, because the focus should be on the tree. These are basic design principles, and once seen, understood. And even the untrained eye recognises what works and what doesn't work in the creation of bonsai when exposed to great trees. You know what? There is a move towards a more naturalistic styling by some of Europe's artists, but even these trees adhere to conventions such as a well-defined nabari, scale of branches to trunk and overall. Very good bonsai will depend upon talent, experience and imagination, as well as a general conformity to the rules of bonsai. However, you are remembered for the rules you break. What is more important is that the tree is pleasing to the viewer, and whatever elements are used within the display, they do not take precedence. The bonsai must always be the focus. In the Western world, bonsai as an art form is still relatively young, and the learning processes and the teachers have only a small bank of knowledge to draw on. However, this is rapidly growing as the number of young artists travel to Japan to study, and homegrown artists expand their expertise. Creativity takes courage, and those brave enough to explore new horizons will reach places a mere mortal like me can only dream of. Thanks for listening.